AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. At least five young Irish students are dead. Eight other people seriously injured in the collapse of an apartment balcony early this morning in Berkeley, California. Police Public Information Officer Jennifer Coates.
It's a multi-story apartment building. Currently, the first floor has retail space, and then the next four levels are apartment buildings. So the balcony is located on the fourth floor.
Police say they got a noise complaint about a loud party about an hour before the balcony came down. Former head of an NAACP chapter says she wants a national debate on racial identity. Matt Small has more.
I identify as black.
That's Rachel Dolezal.
I mean, wow.
And that's her reaction to the uproar that led to her resignation as president of the Spokane, Washington branch of the NAACP. The 37-year-old says she takes exception to the accusations that she tried to deceive people after her parents outed her as white.
It's a little more complex.
And when it comes to being black, Dolezal says she's felt that way for most of her life.
This goes back to a very early age with my self-identification with the black experience.
She shared her story with NBC's Today Show. I'm Matt Small.
The Food and Drug Administration is going after trans fats, calling them a public health threat, ordering food companies to phase out their use over the next 3 years. Those companies have already substantially cut their usage, turning to other oils, but some foods still have trans fats, including pie crusts, biscuits, microwave popcorn, frozen pizza, vegetable shortening, and stick margarine. A Massachusetts man is being held on $10,000 bail. Authorities say he threatened to cut off his neighbor's head with a machete unless he turned down the music. Lowell police arresting Michael Leone after his neighbor reported the threat. His attorney says Leone told her he was in a bad mood when the music woke him on Sunday. This is AP Radio News. Houston, other parts of East Texas, barely had time to dry out from last month's floods as Tropical Storm Bill heads towards the Texas coast. Mayor Anise Parker.
The intersections and underpasses that normally flood in a heavy rain event, you should expect to see them flood.
Forecasts are calling for up to a foot of rain from the storm in parts of Texas. Donald Trump is expected to become the 12th candidate in the race for the 2016 Republican presidential nomination. He's making an announcement this hour in New York City. Do or die time for the Cleveland Cavaliers. LeBron James and teammates have a daunting task to beat Golden State this evening or see their season come to an end. Tonight's game is the sixth in the NBA Finals, and for Golden State, a win this evening would put the finishing touches on a tremendous season and give the Warriors a first title in 40 years. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.